Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. It is 1600 hours on the 16th of the 6th, 2016. And I wish I could say that my podcast number was somehow related, but it is the 382nd Mole Out Loud podcast. I had a very early morning this morning, but it was a creative one, and I did manage to get the next Morris and Mole work in progress cartoon strip up, finished and up on my website. So that is there if you'd like to look at it. It's under a different tab on my website. And after that, I've had a day of not digging, a day of editing and reading other people's work. And really that not having to dig into my own soul for everything I do is very, very relaxing. So that's what I've been doing for a fair chunk of the day. I had to reprint these pieces out that are from members of my In the Flesh writers group, who I'm going to meet with tonight. I had to print them out in red ink because the black ink ran out. So it's a sort of reverse of editing, really. I'm kind of overwriting with black ink rather than red. So that's been quite an interesting process. And I really, that kind of remembering to sometimes do things or find some tasks that aren't demanding in the same kind of way. I mean, they demand attention, but not this inward looking, not this having to drag things out of yourself all the time. And while I've been indoors doing that, my good friend Biddy has been doing some heavy digging outside in my garden to prepare one of the beds that has been a bit of a mess for a number of years. In fact, since before I moved into this house, which was well over 20 years ago. And I'm sending you a photograph of one of the bits that you found in there. There were some strange objects that you found, including a champagne bottle, which still had the lid attached but was entirely empty, and lots of bits of wood and other hooks and other unidentifiable bits and pieces. So she was digging heavily outside and I was completely not digging today. I do hope that whatever project you're working on, you have some things that you can do that don't require you to delve all the time into yourself. And that somehow you can balance doing the two. I'm sure that one of the reasons I get so tired sometimes, and that I also often face blocks, is that I do far too much of the one kind and not nearly enough of the other. The translating is like that too, that I can kind of do it and it's not dragging stuff out of myself. But with those particular letters, of course, they are quite emotionally draining in a different way. So I do hope that you do have a balance, and it's sort of interesting to work out which activities do counterbalance that intense internal work that creative people undertake. I won't be here tomorrow because I am murmuring with Mole, but I do hope that you have a really great day. Thank you very, very much for listening. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.